Blog Talk Radio.
Sometimes you have to speak.
How many people are encouraged tonight?
Good morning, good morning, and welcome to Joy and Peace Outreach Ministry, where your host is Overseer Sadie Elliott. I am so glad that you have stopped by and took the time to tune into this broadcast today. I hope it's something that will be said that will help you along your way, a scripture that will come to mind or that you can read for yourself in the Word of God. And before we start today, let's have a few moments of prayer. Oh, gracious Father, we come to you this morning just to say thank you. Thank you for waking up each and every one of us, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you, dear Heavenly Father, that as well as it is, dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for breath in our body, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you for the activity of our limbs, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you for being God all by yourself. Jesus, we just want to say thank you. We come to give you praise and honor today. For every caller that will call in or will listen to this broadcast later in the day on the archives, Lord, bless them. Let it be something that stir up their heart to Heavenly Father, to get in the Word of God more and more, and to be a believer, and to be able to teach and help others that's not a believer, and what and how to believe and what. God, we want to say thank you for it in advance. In Jesus' name, amen, and thank God. You know, today we're going to talk about believe. Everybody believes something, whether it's the truth, whether it's the lie, whether it's something from the Word of God, that God is telling everything in the Word we should believe. And our first scripture is going to be coming from John, the 11th chapter, and the 25th verse, and I'm going to turn right on over there to it. And John 11, we're going to talk in Brother John today. And he said, Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. Verse 26 says, and whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believeth thou this. And that's what we're going to talk about today, believing. You know, believe that God is and that he loves you. Believe that Christ died for your sins today. Believe that he rose from the dead. Believe that he will forgive all sin if we ask him. You have to ask him and go to him, repent, believe it, and knowing he's going to do it. You know, we believe the entire Bible is the inspirational Word of God. You'll find it in 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17. You know, we believe all men are guilty before God, need to repent, confess, and forsake their sin, and believe and obey God's word. You'll find that in Acts 2:38, Romans 3:23, and Romans 10:9. You know, we believe in baptism. And I'm going to go to Mark 16. I have a lot of scriptures for you today, so I hope you brought your paper and your pencils today, because we're going to go walk through the Word of God today. And that way you can see that for yourself, not just take my word. Mark 16 and 16 says, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. Here he's telling you that if you believe and is baptized, you shall be saved. It's a belief factor. You have to believe. And, you know, as I was reading through the different things, you know, own belief. Some people believe and some they don't. You got to show them, like they say, I'm from Missouri, I'm from here. Seeing is believing. And I'm going to read a little bit about what I have down on believe. You know, believe is a noun. It means to believe or trust, to be firm or to be faithful. Therefore, to believe is to have assurance, trust can be placed in a person as when God gave signs to the Israelites so that they would believe in Moses. You'll find that in Exodus, the 19th chapter and the 9th verse. More usually, one believes in God, as the Israelite did after seeing the miracle God performed in the releasing them from Egypt. You'll find that also in Exodus, the 14th chapter and the 31st verse. And I think I'll turn right on over, just in case you didn't come to the phone with your Bible or you buy your computer, and you may not have a Bible right there with you. So I'm going to turn over to Exodus, the 19th chapter, and read thus what the Word of God says. 19:9 says, "And the Lord said unto Moses, Lo, I come unto thee in a thick cloud, that the people may hear when I speak with them and believe thee forever. And Moses told the word of the people unto the Lord." See, the Lord knew they wasn't going to just go by listening to Moses. So he was going to have to come in a cloud, in a thick cloud at that, that the people may hear and believe. And as I went through the scriptures, and we was talking about God, as the Israelites did after seeing the miracles of God performed in releasing them from Egypt, you find that in also Exodus, the 14th chapter and the 31st verse. And I'll read that to you. "And the word of God said, and the Israel saw that great work which the Lord did upon the Egyptian. And the people feared the Lord and believed the Lord and his servant Moses." You know, you have to some people, they don't believe it. Even if they see it in black and white before, you have to go through the act of Congress with some people to believe on some things. But in the word of a God, everything in the word of God, you can believe. You don't have to get it two, second, third, and fourth handed. You pick up that Bible for yourself and believe what you're reading in the word of God, because that's what God left us. It's his word. And, you know, it's most often referred to faith in God or Christ. And, you know, in John, to believe in things Christ taught, he can also mean to believe any kind of claim, as in Acts 9:26, when some did not believe that Paul was a disciple occasionally. You can turn over to Luke 16:11. It can mean to entrust some with something. And, you know, that's one thing. I thank God for the word of God, because we can believe what the word of God is telling us each and every day of our life. We don't have to assume anything. We can go to the word. When we hear something, even in the sanctuary, and it behooves you to take your Bibles with you, because if you feel they're saying something wrong, follow them in the scripture. Read what thus said the Lord. And you will see for yourself. And, you know, like in the word of God, it say, "Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father in me." You'll find that in John 14:11. "And if you had believed Moses, you would believe me." You'll find that in John 5:46. You know, I'll believe in two, and in the sense of putting one trust in another. Whosoever put trust in him has eternal life. Believers are given power to become sons and daughters of God, to be born of God. They will never thirst. They will live even though they die. You'll find that in John 6:35. And in other places, you'll find John speak of belief or trust as an absolute, without referring to the one in whom trust is placed in. You know, as we read through the scriptures on belief, Jesus arrived after the death of Lazarus. "He is glad so that you may believe." He could have come the same day the call came for him. But, you know, in the prolonged, he had to show the people. They had to see to believe the power of God, that he could raise Lazarus from the dead. He didn't just say, everybody get up. He said, Lazarus. He called him by name. And he said, blessed are those who did not see and yet believe. You know, we can believe and not see. We believe in Jesus Christ. We haven't seen him, but we believe it. We know and of the Trinity. We believe of the Godhead, the Trinity, the Father. You know, we believe it. We don't have to have nobody to badge us. When we pick up the Word of God and read for ourselves what the Word of God is telling us, we can believe. God is showing you every day things that's coming up in your life with your faith, your trust. You have to believe, because if you don't believe, you're going to be blown up. You know, as I was going through, it was so much with so many verses and chapters and on belief that I say, wait a minute, the statement of belief is very brief and concise. At your request, we see more details in the Word of God. We recognize more things as we read and believe as we go. God has brought you through so many things in your life that you know it was nobody but God. You know you had to believe when you didn't know how the way was going to be made. You believed. You read the Word of God. You understood what the Word of God was saying to you. So that made a believer out of you. You know, sometimes you tell people things and they say, well, I don't believe that. Pick up the Word of God, especially when it's coming from the Word of God. Let them know what the Word of God says. That he said, there will be light. There will be darkness. There is day. There is night. You can believe that because you not only see it, but you read it in the Word. You can believe that he say he's going to forgive you for your sins. That's believing. That's going with what God have told you already in his Word. And as I went through reading some more scriptures on belief, I picked out some more scriptures that would probably be helpful to you that you would like to read on your own. Belief and knowledge are closely related. You'll find that in John 6 and 69. Peter said, we have believed and have come to know that you are the Holy One of God. In his priestly prayer, Jesus said that eternal life is that believers may know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom thou hast sent. You'll find that in John 17 and 3. And I think I'll turn right on over there and read what the Word of God says. And it said, and this is the eternal, that the mighty know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom thou hast sent. We can believe that because we know he had been sent. And the Bible say that he who has seen Jesus have seen the Father. You'll find that in John 14 and 9. No one has ever seen God and lived. But since Jesus has revealed the Father to us, we can see God through the eyes of faith. You'll find that in John 1, 18. I told you we were going to go through John today. So I hope you have your Bibles. I hope you have your paper and your pencil. To believe is expressed in so many ways. When you believe, God will show you exactly what you need. Those who receive God, just a minute, someone is trying to call in. To believe is also expressed in the verbs, to receive. Those who receive Christ are given power to become the sons of God. You find that in John 1 and 12. Trust is that form of knowing a scene by which the glory of God, which you'll find in John 1, 14, 17, and 4, is made present. So when you search through the scriptures, you're going to find a lot in the Word of God on belief. And that's what God give us, belief. You know, as I was reading more through the Word of God, and I went to talking about the people of Nineveh. It was a great pagan capital, Assyria. They believed God through the word of Jonah, the prophet, as a result of Jonah warning. They fasted, mourned, and repented. You'll find that in Jonah 3 and 5. But Abraham also believed God, and it was accounted to him as righteous. You'll find that in Genesis 15 and 16. I'm just giving you some synopsis, some things that as I was traveling through the Bible on belief, how many people that believed and what through the word of God. In both cases, the biblical writers used the verb a man to confirm or to support. A man is also used to mean to hold or stand firm or to believe or to trust. You know, literally the word means that the subject caused or generated confirmation or assurance that something is trustworthy or true. The common English word used to close off our prayers, amen, comes from the Hebrew word and means verily, truly, or surely. You know, I go back up to Abraham in his day, and the Assyrians in that day both trusted in or confirmed the word of God given to them. They believe. And that's what God wants us to do today. He wants us to believe his word that he has left for us to read, to go by. When we pray, we have to believe in what we are praying for. We have to have the faith, the assurance that what we believe is going to come to pass. But if you don't believe, how you feel that's going to happen? You have to have that belief. They accepted the integrity of the Lord's word and responded to it in both attitude and action. You know, God granted miracles and signs to the Israelites and Moses in Egypt so that they would believe in him. You'll find that in Exodus 4, verse 1, 5, 8, and 9. And, you know, the psalmist considered belief in God's word to be the same as truth. In his deliverance, you'll find that in Psalm 78, 22, and 32. Yet some Israelites still not believe. That's the way our people are today. No matter what you tell them, what you're doing, you show it to them in the word of God, and then you tell them in the red God written there, that's what the words God said. And you know, all you can do is tell them. They have to come to the realization of the belief for themselves. You can, just like they say, you can take the horse to the trough for him to get water. You can't make him drink. He have to have, wait a minute, I'm thirsty. Here's some water. I'm using paraphrasing that. Now, I'm going to stand here and die of thirst, or I'm going to believe that water going to quench my thirst. It's up to you to believe. We can put it there. We can give it to you. But it's up to you to believe the word of God. That's why whenever I come on, I make sure I have scriptures to back up what I'm telling you. That way you can read it for yourself. Get to interpret it for yourself. You know, the true Israelite believed and trusted in God's word and his law. And in the New Testament, the gospel is the good news. And Jesus, you know, it's essential to believe, to trust that God has acted in Christ. You know, Jesus urged us to not fear, but simply believe the gospel. And that's what he wants us to do today. Believe on his word. Trust in his word. Obey what he's saying. And that, you know, where the belief factor come in, because so many people don't believe today. They see things going on, but they don't believe that it's in the word of God. The things they see going on, they think it's strange. You know, they think it just fell out the skies by osmosis. No, believe the word, because it's not as bad as it's going to get. But you got to believe the word. You got to read the word for yourself. You got to know what the word is telling you. You got to pick up that word and study it. And that belief will come every day that you listen to and hear the man and woman of God tell you what thus saith the Lord. And if you feel they're not giving you the correct thing, keep your paper and pencil with you. Write down the scriptures. Go to the Bible for yourself. Look up in your concordance the scriptures, even as I give them to you. You know, you start looking through the word of God and say, well, wait a minute. The woman of God was talking about belief. God gave me power. I know I got power. How do I know? I got the belief that he gave it to me. I'm saved. How you know you're saved? I'm doing what God said. I repented of every one of my sins. He told me he would forgive me. I expect it. I'm believing it. I'm standing on the word of God on it. And I know God shall not lie. People will lie, but I know God will not lie. He's a man that should not lie. So I'm believing on what the word of God says. And that's where my belief is, believing in Jesus Christ. I know he performed miracles. I read it in his word. So I believe it. I see the miracles he's doing today. I believe. I know my sisters and brothers was healed of cancer. I had the faith and the belief and the trust that God was going to do it. He told me he would heal them. I know your children are saved. I believe it. No, I didn't have to meet them personally, but I prayed and believe what the word say on miracles, miracle working power, that God could bring that son or daughter or that husband off a crack. I'm a believer. You know, and that's what we have to do. We have to believe on the word of God. We can't just go through the life help has it. We got to believe on what Jesus say. Everything you see in the tabloid, in the newspaper, don't mean you have to believe it. Because some things they will blow out of proportion. But the word of God, when they start talking about the word of God, you pick up that word for yourself and start going through those pages, scripture by scripture, and reading what thus said the Lord, you can't help but be a believer. If you wasn't a believer, pick up the word of God when you read the commandments as you go through and read up all the miracles God did. Believe what they say that you couldn't have a child. You believed in your heart and you went to God. And you said, God, I'm believing for this certain thing. I have faith. And I believe on what your word say. If Sarah, you did it for Sarah, you can do it for me. If you save those in the Bible, you can save my family. I believe it. I'm believing everything that the word of God is saying. Blessing. I believe I can be blessed. I believe I can own my own business. I believe I can do all things through Christ that strengthened me. I believe. And that's what I have to stand on is belief and my trust and my faith in God. I can't throw in the towel just because this person didn't do this and then I believe it. I'm not giving up on my belief because I believe in his word. He said it, and I know he's going to perform it. He's no shorter than his word. So I'm believing on the word of God. And I want you today to believe on what God is saying. Know what he's saying through the word of God. Apply it to your life today. Knowing, be strong, you know, in the word of God. I believe that my sisters and brothers love me. I believe that. No, sometimes they may say something to you that you don't like, but that don't take my belief that I know they truly love me. So, you know, even when you go in prayer, you know, I believe what I pray for will come to pass. I believe in it. I can't give up on that. I have to hold to what God say. You know, and Paul confirmed the true mark of the Christian as one who believed that God has raised Christ from the dead. God wants us to lead the way and believe in him. But that also means taking the necessary, taking the message faithfully to others, even those like the Ninevites, who seemed destined for destruction because of their sinful ways. You know, there's a lot of people out there that you say they're doing this and they do that, but if you pick up that Bible, they'll be able to quote them by that Bible scripture to you. They'll go to telling you what thus saith the Lord. Sure, they may be out there sinning and doing what they should not be doing, but they'll tell you, I believe God going to take me off of this alcohol. That's what they'll tell you. I ain't give up. I believe he'll take me off of drugs. I believe he's going to save my family. I believe he's going to save my marriage. You got to have that belief factor today. You can't give up. You can't throw in the towel just because somebody else sees something. You got to have that belief for yourself. You have to go to God for yourself and have that assurance on what God is saying. You know, as I was thinking about, you know, believe me, you don't want to go down the road. You know, it's a common statement which all of us have heard at one time or another, and the message is clear. Though you can't see what is down the road, the other person has knowledge of danger. That person is telling you to trust his word rather than experience the danger for yourself and suffer the consequence. How many times have we did that? We don't want somebody to run into that brick wall. And they say, well, I've been that way. Believe me, I know what's going to happen when you get down the road. Well, no, you don't. Tell me, I'm telling you, if you do thus and thus, believe me, you will surely come out all right. But a lot of people don't want to be believer, true believer. They'd rather go down there, get beaten up by the wolves, by the enemy, and the everything before they believe. And once they have been beat over the head and kicked to the curb and stuff, then they come back wounded and tell you, you know, I should have believed what you was telling me. You told me God was telling you as you was driving, it's danger ahead. Don't go straight. Make a right turn here. But rather you didn't believe the Holy Ghost, you went on, oh, I always go this way. But God done warned you already. So now who you going to believe? The carnal mind or the spiritual mind? The spiritual let you know what's going on ahead of time. Carnal mind going to have you and the natural mind going to have you just going right along, laxadaxy, like nothing is going on. But God is warning you steadily every day. He's warning his people. All the things that's happening right now in America, it's right here in the Word. All you have to do is pick up your Bible and read it if you haven't tore your pages out. It's in there. It's telling you exactly what's going to happen. You may not know the day or the hour what's going to happen, but you'll be prepared. You know what thus saith the Lord. But you got to believe. You can't just pick it up and put it back down. You got to keep reading it and rereading it till you've got it in your conscious mind, in your heart. You know, a lot of people believe when God is giving them a direction, they'll listen to 10 people, and God told you the first time exactly what to do, how to do it. You to come out there smelling like a rose. But you didn't believe. You want to go to 10 different people about the same thing that somebody had already told you that been down that road, done that, as they say, been there, done that, got a T-shirt to show for it, and they're telling you how you can go about correcting this particular thing. But you yourself have to want this for yourself. You have to be encouraged. You have to read the Word of God and know what God is telling you through the Scriptures. So today, as we was walking through John was just telling them about belief and believing the knowledge. You know, and you can go to John for yourself and read what it's saying through the Gospel of St. John on the things that happened in John, the belief. And here, like I was reading in John 4 and 14, talking about the Samaritan woman that had a good fortune in her relationship with men. But Jesus asked her about her life and found out that she had 5 husbands. And the one she now had was not her own husband. You find that in John 4 and 18. You know, and as I was reading the different things here in the Word of God on belief, here it was telling all the people, come see, and she was telling them, come see a man that told me all about me. So I'm thinking, paraphrasing, they'll wonder what she talking about. Come see a man. Everybody know what she's doing. But come see a man that know even the intimate details that they may not have known. But come see a man that done told me everything. It made a believer out of her. She found, you know, had finally found someone who thought she was special. She ran back home and invited everyone she knew to come and see such a man. God is calling us to be people who can see each other as children of the living God. He calls us to be childlike and treating each other with dignity and respect that his life in us inspire. That letting you know he's showing us every day. Every day you should be telling somebody, come see a man that I know that can help you, that can do miraculous things in your life. A man that could write in the sand and only him know what it was. I believe because I done read it in the Word of God. Here, Jesus healed the blind man. I read that in the Word. I believe it. You know, when the man was healed, the ten lepers, those that was healed, only one come back to say thank you. I believe it because it's in the Word of God. How many of you all have sickness today that may be listening to this broadcast? And people told you you wouldn't be here. It's no cure for that disease or that sickness. Don't even know how to spell the disease. They come up with so many. But you believe in your heart that God told you that you would be here. See, you believe in that. You're not letting nobody shake your faith because you truly believe it in what God has said. You have turned it over to Jesus, and we know he's going to work it out. And that's what you have to do. Have the faith and believe, not unbelief, but believe. And, you know, the man at Bethesda, pool of Bethesda, until he got it in his mind and believed, that's when he was healed. The whole time he was sitting there for 38 years, giving all kind of excuses that this one came in before me, this one came in. But when he picked up on the word believe and found it in his vocabulary and said, I believe that I can be healed, I can pick up my bed and walk. But he had to have that belief before he wanted everybody else to do things for him. Not so. He had to believe in what God was telling him. He had to have that belief factor where he could believe the word of God. And that's what we're doing today. We are just walking through talking about belief today. Some people want to believe in and everything they hear. No, don't get that in your spirit. Because everything you cannot believe on. But you can believe on the word of God. You take the word for what it says. It's for real. It's true. You can take the word of God when you can't take some other thing. You can choose what you're going to say, what you're going to do, reading the word. You got to believe. You want the Holy Ghost, you got to believe that you received the Holy Ghost. You want to be able to speak in tongues, you got to believe it and go to the word that you can do it. You got to believe that your family members will be saved and come to Christ. Take them to the altar. Lay them before God. Minister with them. And let them know that they are sick, that they love God. They have to realize that themselves. So today I just thought I would bring a little on believe. Because believing in our life is so important. You believe that you can move a mountain. You moving stuff around your house and you say, oh, somebody said, well, you can't move that. But you believe in your mind and in your heart. Wait a minute, I can move that. I can pick that up. I believe I can do it and I know I can do it. You didn't just sit around bellyaching. You realize you could do it. So today I'm just telling you today, believe on what the word of God is saying to you today. God may be telling you to pray for someone. Believe it. It's a reason he put that person on your mind. You have to just be able to do what he say do when he say do it. Believe him. Don't question him. Believe him. He said you're going to be a millionaire. Believe it and start working toward that being a millionaire. He said you're going to be a pastor or a minister. Believe it. He may have called it 10 or 15 years ago, but keep believing, keep praying, keep trusting in him, because surely he will bring it to pass. Surely he's going to do that for you. But you got to have that belief. You can't give up. You can't throw in the towel. You got to believe. And that's what he left the word of God here for us, to believe the word of God. So today, this was just something short I wanted to bring on believe, because so many people believe everything that they hear. You know, you can't even believe very few things that you see with your own eyes, because sometimes your eyes may deceive you. So you got to go on the belief of God. Let God direct your path. Let him lead you the way. Believe that your family member's going to get saved. Believe you're going to get a job. Believe you're going to own that home that you so desperately wanted. Believe it, and you shall receive it. Believe it in your heart, in your mind, in your soul. You have to be the one to believe. And we let you know today we love you. We adore God. We thank God for this message. It may not have been a shouting message, but it's a message to get you to really thinking and to know who you to believe in, which is Jesus Christ. Mama may fail you, daddy may fail you, but Jesus is right there that will lead you on. He won't fail you. He won't leave you. He's right there. So today we were asking that you all just remember each and every person in prayer today that's on your prayer list, those that have unbelief. Talk to them about believing in the word, to have the understanding to do what God says do, and to be obedient with it. Because I believe, if I had not believed on what God was telling me and doing for me, where would I be today? It was his belief and believing in his word that got me to the point I am now. So I have to give God all the praise, give God all the honor, because truly, truly, he is worthy to be praised. So until next week, we'll have another topic for you. But this week it was talking about just belief, believing on the word of God. And we came from John. Throughout John, you can go back to the archives and pull them up and get your different scriptures. But we believe the word of God today. We believe that he's going to take us to higher heights and deeper depths. So until next week, I would like for everybody to be blessed and to do the things God have commissioned you to do. To be able to preach his gospel, give the word in season, out of season, autumn, kiss the season. So today, just remember, believe on the word of God, because that's what will take you, is the belief on the word of God. Whatever he tell you, bank on it. Whatever God tell you, bank on it, because he won't lead you wrong. So until next week, I'll say have a blessed day in the Lord. And we thank you for listening to Joy and Peace Outreach today, where your host is none other than Overseer Sadie Elliott. And thanks so much for tuning in and coming in on the archive. God be for you. Who can be against you? So until next week, have a blessed and a prosperous day in the Lord.